Good morning and welcome to Balancing ACT, a podcast geared to help you balance your day in such a way that you will be the most productive, the most energized, and just absolutely rocking your day. Today we're going to talk about something I struggle a lot with. It's procrastination. Tell me you've struggled with it a little bit too, so I'm not alone out here. Well, I want to give you a couple of tips for procrastination. I utilize these tips when I find that I am just being very sluggish and I'm really not getting to what I need to get to. There's a book by Brian Tracy called Eat That Frog. And in that story, he talks about if you have several frogs presented to you that you have to eat, not that anybody would want to eat frogs, but it's an analogy, go with it. So if you have presented with several frogs, he suggests that you eat the biggest and the slimiest frog first. After that, the others will not be as problematic. And that's the thing with procrastination. We tend to see the whole lump sum of everything that we need to accomplish, and we feel overwhelmed, and we become like deer in headlights. We don't know what to do first, We stop, we overthink, we're processing, we're trying to figure it out. And in the interim, nothing happens. We're like a squirrel in the middle of the road, running back and forth, So we get run over. Well, I don't want you to have your day in such a way that you feel like you're being run over before you even get past the beginning part of your day. So let's talk about how to overcome procrastination. Well, the first thing to do is don't procrastinate. That's a no-brainer, right? We got to do something. You've got to take an action. First thing you have to do is you have to commit. I am actually going to do something. What that something is yet to be defined, but I'm going to start by doing something. Now, Brian Tracy says, do the biggest, hardest, most difficult thing first. Well, that's problematic. You know, that's why we're procrastinating. It feels big, hard, difficult. I'm going to say, really, break it down into small tasks. If you've got a really big thing, tackle it, but tackle it to the smallest possible piece that you could break it off to. If you got, for instance, I got up this morning. I wasn't feeling well last night, so I left my kitchen a mess, and my sink was filled with dishes. I don't normally leave my kitchen that way, people. I just want you to know, normally my kitchen is very neat. But I wasn't feeling good last night, so I went to bed and everything was just as I left it. I got up this morning feeling totally overwhelmed looking at this kitchen. Where to start? Do I start with the sticky counters or do I tackle that sink filled with dishes? I mean, how could two people living in a house create so many dishes? I have no idea. So I looked at it and I thought to myself, you know what? Maybe I'll just wash all the cutlery first, you know, all the spoons and forks and knives and so forth. Yep, that's what I'll do. So I got in there, got the soapy water together, and I washed all the cutlery. Didn't touch the pots and pans, didn't touch the cups, didn't touch the saucers. I just grabbed anything that looked like a fork, a knife, you know, a spoon, and I washed those and I put them in the drain board. And guess what? I turned off the faucet and I walked away. And I went and did something else. I didn't finish cleaning that kitchen, but I said, you know what? I want to do this podcast. So let me get in here and do that. I'm going to go back there and I feel more energized. I'm going to go do the rest of the dishes next. But just even accomplishing that little task made me feel better. So the most difficult task, tackle it, but break it down into small, manageable parts and at least do one part of it. And if you're still feeling overwhelmed, walk away for a minute, catch your breath, go do something, and then come back and do another part. I want to give you some other tips also. I want you to think about rewarding yourself for completing tasks, no matter how big or how small. We often complete a task and instead of stopping and reflecting on it and giving ourselves credit, we go right to the next one. So I did those forks, spoons, and knives, and I could look around and I could say, oh, you haven't done as much as you should. There's all the other stuff to do. But no, I walked away. And what did I do? I rewarded myself by coming here and saying, well, I did good. Let me go do this podcast. I'm now officially able to talk to other people about procrastinating because I did not procrastinate. So reward yourself for completing tasks. The scripture in Genesis 1:31 reminds me of this, that God rewarded himself. At least he acknowledged his effort. He acknowledged the things that he did that were good. In Genesis 1:31, after creating, he says, the Bible says, then God looked over all he had made and he saw that it was very good. Who was God talking to? He was talking to himself. Who was he acknowledging it to? He was acknowledging it to himself. You know what? I did a good thing this morning. I got those cutlery all cleaned up and I'm going to go get the rest done a little bit after I'm finished here. So take time to acknowledge that you did something good. Next is find a partner or a group to work with. Now, I have nobody to help me wash the dishes, but many times in life, there are people to help you do things. And we sit in our overwhelm instead of calling on somebody to help us work on something. Ecclesiastes 4, 9, and 10 says, two are better than one because they have good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. You see, that is the value of having someone to work with. Sometimes when you get overwhelmed, someone could step in and say, you know, here's another way of doing that. Or let me stand beside you or let me work beside you to do that. Just another little story about me and those dishes. One of the reasons my sink was so overwhelmed. Filled with dishes is I recently had surgery on an index finger in my hand, and I had pulled back from washing dishes because I didn't want my hand to be in so much water. I was complaining about it to someone and they said to me, oh yeah, don't put your hand in water, you know, you have stitches, why don't you just use a glove? And I thought about it, such a simple solution, why didn't I think of that? Maybe because I didn't really want to wash the dishes, but yeah. So I put on a glove this morning and I tackled those spoons and the cutlery. So sometimes having somebody to work with or somebody who to talk with about the situation, they could give you a perspective that for some reason was missing in when you looked at possible solutions to the issue. So when you're tackling a task and thinking about procrastinating, think about partnering up with somebody and seeing if maybe they have a way that you could get to it in a way that is more effective. Another tip is eliminate distractions. Now that's a biggie because there's so many things that call your attention, especially if the task is difficult, especially if it's something you really don't want to do. Man, you could think of a million things you'd rather do. Isn't there a good show on Netflix that you want to watch? Isn't the weather nice outside? Maybe I'll go outside and do a little gardening. Oh, you know, let me call a friend. I haven't spoken to Susie in so long. Let me just give her a call. Now is a good time. Instead of washing my dishes, let me go call her. Distractions, distractions, distractions. Anything to not do the thing that you're supposed to do. Now I'm going to give you a scripture here and go with me on this for a minute. It may seem kind of odd, but I'll explain it. Matthew 5, 29 through 30, God is talking to them. Jesus is talking to them about adultery. What's adultery got to do with distractions? It's got to do with procrastination. Give me a second. This is all going to make sense. So the scripture says, so if your eye, even your good eye, causes you to lust, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your hand, even your strong hand, causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. Throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. Whoa, strong things. I thought, Allison, we were talking about procrastination this morning, and you were talking about eliminating distractions. Well, think about it. This is talking about adultery. But the problem with adultery, before you even do it, is you're distracted by something else that looks interesting, intriguing, that you're lusting after. Many times with procrastination, we're lusting after the freedom to do nothing. We don't want to do this. We're lusting after the idea that we could avoid this unpleasant task. We want to do something different. So we get distracted. We see things that look more pleasing and more pleasant to us. Now, I'm not advocating we gouge out our eyes or we cut off our hands. Indeed, how would we accomplish many of our tasks? We need our eyes and our hands to do. But I'm saying that we ruthlessly eliminate our distractions. And for some people, that might mean you have to turn off the TV. For another person, that might mean we have to put down the PlayStation, put down the joystick, turn the phone over, turn it off so it's not dinging, buzzing, and reminding us that people are trying to connect with us and there's a new post here or a new like there. We need to get those things out of the way. Many times I will go to another room and leave my phone in a different room. And I will find that I'll have 2 or 3 hours of great productivity. And then I'll remember, oh, where's my phone? It's in a different room. Let me go check on it. And there are several messages from different people on it. Well, it's okay. The world didn't end because I didn't answer each of these messages immediately. So eliminate distractions. Be ruthless about it because they stop you from accomplishing the thing that you really want to accomplish. Another tip would be take breaks when you need them. I like to look at Psalm 23 when I think about the need for rest and breaks. Psalm 23 verses 2-3 says, "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake." I love it that God knows that rest is important and that he will even intervene to make me lie down if it's necessary. But how much better if he doesn't even have to do that? How much better if we're smart enough to lie down? Don't be like dumb sheep where God has to make you lie down. Be smart. Lie down when you need a rest. You'll find that you're way more productive after you get up from that rest. And last but not least, don't be afraid to ask for help. Psalm 46 verse 1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble." And you know, guys, that he is. However, he also puts people in our path who are willing to help us if we would but open our mouths and say, "Help." There are so many people who love us and they're willing to carry some of the burden for us or give us guidance or direct us in a way to help the struggle be less strenuous. Ask for help. Let people know the things that are challenging you. And you will find that people are very generous and gracious, at least most of them. If you find somebody who's very critical with you, okay, that's not the person to ask for help. If other people are willing to say, "Okay, I hear what you're trying to accomplish. I may not be able to practically or materially help, but you know what? I could pray for you. I could pray for you that God will continue to give you guidance." Even that is a help. And even if you find no one, God is our very ever-present help, and he is our refuge and our strength. So lean into him. So this morning, if you find you're getting distracted, pray, apply some of the tips I've suggested here, and go on out and rock your day, because you could do it. You could get that thing done. Whatever that big, slimy, ugly-looking frog is, I bet you could swallow it and digest it really well. You just have to do one thing first. What is that one thing you're going to do today? You have a blessed day and keep yourself on balance. Don't fall off. This is Allison Bonello with Balancing ACT.